Hey, Fresh Capital listeners, welcome to our Simple Sprouts series. We're tired of long, overcomplicated explanations of things in business and investing. So every week, we pick an investing or business concept and explain it in a refreshingly simple way. The challenge? To do it in 5 minutes or less. Let's get started. What is shorting? A common misconception is that shorting an investment or being short means you only plan to hold an investment for a short amount of time. This arises because when investors say they are long on a company, it means they plan to hold the investment for the long term. But shorting is completely different. In its simplest terms, shorting is a way to make money when stocks go down in price, not up. If you think of most investments as betting a stock will become more valuable over time, shorting is the opposite, because you're betting and hoping the investment goes down in value. So how does this work in practice? A short involves borrowing a stock from a broker and selling it immediately at its current price. Then you hope the stock's price falls so you can buy the stock back at a lower price and return the stocks you borrowed to your broker, but keep the difference. Let's look at an example. Imagine I borrowed a Pokemon trading card from my friend on the day a Pokemon movie is released. I immediately sell it for $20. I now have $20, but owe my friend the same Pokemon card back. So I go online a few weeks later after the movie hype has died down and see the same card being sold on eBay for $5. I buy that card, give it back to my friend, and then keep the $15 difference. I essentially made a bet that my friend's card was overvalued and that the price would go down over time. I profited from that bet. But shorting has its risks too. The movie could have been such a smash hit that the price of the card kept going up over time. The card I sold for $20 could now be worth $50, and I'd have to take the loss and return the card to my friend eventually. One of the key things about shorting is it's risky. At some point, you have to close your position and buy the stock that you borrowed to give back to the broker. Just like how at some point I had to give back my friend's card. Why? Because brokers charge short investors interest for the time that you're waiting for your short to pay off. It's like if my friend was charging me $5 per week while I had their card. The investment doesn't make sense anymore, and I sell out at a loss. This time limit on shorting is what leads to a short squeeze. A prominent example of this occurred with GameStop earlier this year. In this case, hedge funds had borrowed GameStop stocks for around $20, expecting it to go down as an old, outdated video game retailer. Instead, investors piled into the stock, and it surged up to $325, a loss of $300 per share. With no chance of the stock falling back to the $20 range they bought it at, and with continuing interest repayments, hedge funds were squeezed until they had to give up their position, buy at the higher price, and cement their losses. Now you might be asking, what's the point of shorting? Well, the simple answer is it's just another way to make and lose money. On a more technical level, shorting is a good thing for markets, to stop companies becoming too overvalued. If people can only bet on stocks going up, there's no downward pressure on prices. Shorting plays that role. Overall, if you think stocks' value will go down, shorting is the investment strategy you use to make money off that insight. If you're wanting to short a stock, you can look in your investing platform for the option to buy contracts for difference. There's extra fees involved with these options though, so tread carefully. Whether or not you want to short yourself, the next time a GameStop occurs, you now know what the fuss is all about. That's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. Look in our show notes and leave a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.